It's Monday, February 18th, 2008.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Brooklyn's own The Hong Kong. You might remember The Hong Kong, I've played them on the show a few times before, going back many years, like as in I played a song called Galaxies from their first EP like 3 or 4 years ago, and they finally have released this album, Slow Motion Gets Around, and Galaxies is on the album. Same recording, same song. Pretty lame if you ask me. Lazy bastards. Anyway, The Hong Kong, great song. That was called Dreams, and it was from their album, Slow Motion Gets Around, which came out recently. And Slow Motion Gets Around, really a good album, actually. And Galaxies, an awesome song. I played it a long time ago. I'll stand up for it now. It's a great song. The whole album, actually, is pretty good. There's only a few 3-star tracks. It's mostly 4- and 5-star songs. So if you like Dreams, you're going to want to check out the whole Slow Motion Gets Around record by The Hong Kong. All right, up next, a band from Sweden, Pelle Karlberg. That's his name. And he's going to do 2 songs for you in a row. We're going to hear I Love You, You Imbecile, followed by Middle Class Kid. And they're both from the same record, which came out pretty recently, called In a Nutshell. And they're both most excellent. If you like the Bell and Sebastian, the Jens Lekman, you know, the indie pop at its finest, you're going to like Pelle Karlberg. Though the album, it's got a bunch of hits on it, but there's a few kind of, I don't know, there's a number of 3-star tracks. And it's not the best record in the whole world, but it's got some really good songs on it. So it's worth checking out if you like these 2 songs. Check it out, Pelle Karlberg from Sweden. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head with I Love You, You Imbecile, followed by Middle Class Kid.
I love the way you stalk me with your mobile phone. exaggerates. I can live with vanity and hearts, and the morning temper runs. I can live with all your downsides. I can live with you hung on. I want all I need. All I want, all I need.
Just because we're saying goodbye to Mitt Romney today, I wouldn't mind tripping down memory lane just a little bit about my favorite Mitt Romney things that I'm going to miss.
Question is, who will be able to build the house that Ronald Reagan built? Who will be able to strengthen that house? Because that's the house that's going to build the house that Clinton Hillary wants to build.
Who will be able to build the house that Ronald Reagan built? Not Clinton Hillary.
I saw my dad march with Martin Luther King.
This was actually the moment when I realized that we as a country were in no danger of Clintons actually being elected.
I'm trying to be as accurate as I can be, and if you look at the literature or look at the dictionary, the term saw includes being aware of in the sense I've described. It's a figure of speech and very familiar, and it's very common. And I saw my dad march with Martin Luther King. I did not see it with my own eyes, but I saw him in the sense of being aware of his participation in that great effort.
I will miss the easy pickings that he brought our way in terms of sound bites for this program.
This is obviously a bit like a baseball game, first inning, and it's a 50-inning ball game.
The old 50-inning ball game. Turns out Quinton's decided to quit at about inning 29 or so.
My mother was a housewife. My dad worked for a bank. I thought I had the future in my hands. Middle class kid, middle class guilt. I thought I had the future in my hands. My grandmas and my grandpas all voted for the same Conservative old party. We thought it was a shame. Middle class kid, middle class girl, 'cause we were more enlightened, they would say. And I was making breakfast every day. I can hear you in the first row. I can hear you in the second row. Tell me, do you feel it too? I can hear you in the third row. I can hear you in the fourth row too. Do you feel the way I do? My sister had her own obnoxious little horse, but she had trouble sleeping since her worst fear was divorce. Middle class kid, middle class girl, she thought it might be her fault if they did. She thought a lot of horse meat too, I think. I can't hear you in the first row. I can hear you in the second row. Tell me, do you feel it too? I can hear you in the third row. And I can hear you in the fourth row too. Do you feel the way I do? while Dad moved up in rank. My sister went to London and I started a band. Middle class kid, middle class girl. I thought I had the future in my hands. Yeah, I thought I had a future in a band. I can hear you in the first row, I can hear you in the second row. Tell me, do you feel it too? I can hear you in the third row, and I can hear you in the fourth row too. Do you feel the way I do? I can hear you in the first row, I can hear you in the second row. Tell me, do you feel it too? I can hear you in the third row, I can hear you in the fourth row too. Do you feel the way I do? I can hear you in the first row, I can hear you in the second row. Tell me, do you feel it too?
Mitt Romney is out of the race, his sons have to enlist and go to Iraq. You may recall during the campaign that Mitt said that even though none of his five sons chose to serve in the military, they were still showing support for our nation by helping him get elected. Well, looks like their calendar's free now. And I don't have anything against Tag or Bryce or Elijah or whatever the hell their names are. I just think if they go to war, we can settle one of the great theological questions of our time. Does magic underwear really work?
Oh, place your hands on my heart. Oh, I do believe it's beating at the same pulse as yours. We're two atoms in a molecule, inseparably combined. Oh, like a piece of rope made out of two pieces of vine. Oh, I feel a bond, oh, between your heart and mine. And it's a bond that won't break with the displacement of time. 'Cause we're just two bodies with just one heart. We're just one body that one day fell apart. We're just two bodies with just I can be there for you. Oh, if Halloween and Christmas ever become confused, I will separate the demons from the gift givers for you. Oh, I'll separate the witches from the loving angels too, to protect the bond that I feel between our hearts. Oh, 'cause bonds can wear down from the moment they start. 'Cause we're just two bodies with just one heart. We're just one body that one day fell apart.
so good. That song is called Two Bodies, One Heart. It's by London's Noah and the Whale, who you might remember I put them on the last show of last season, and I put that song 5 years time, which is so good. I can't wait for them to like release an album. But Two Bodies, One Heart, it's great because you don't have to buy a 45 to get it. You can actually download, you can, you know, give them a few bucks and download a 3-track EP. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website, which is newly redesigned. Thank you, Kate, for saying you like the design. And Nick, thank you for saying you like the design. I appreciate that. The new site, worth checking out, and you can find links to everything I talk about, like where to buy that new Noah and the Whale EP, which is excellent. All right, up next, it's a band from Vancouver, Canada. They're called The Choir Practice, and we're going to hear two songs in a row. We're going to hear I See Things, followed by White Hat, both of my favorite tracks off the self-titled record. And The Choir Practice, really, it's a bunch of like indie rock kids from that region who got together and formed a glee club. It's basically just a glee club. It's like exactly what it says it is. It's a choir, and they sound like they're practicing, but they've practiced a lot, so they sound pretty good. All right, here we go. Two songs, I See Things and White Hat. Where else but on the Sounds of My Head?
Saying how amazing it is for Democratic voters to have a choice for president between a woman and a black man. It's not amazing. It's two centuries late. It's 2008. We've had 43 white guys in a row. Not to mention only one Catholic president, one bachelor president, and of course, one retarded president.
right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head, a band from Illinois called Headlights. We're going to hear a song that's very, very good from their album called Kill Them With Kindness. This is the song Words Make You Tired, and it's great. I really like the Headlights, and the album as a whole, it's pretty good. It's got like a stars, kind of, there's some duets, and it's kind of got a Club 8 feel to it also. It's really good. So check out Headlights and Words Make You Tired, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was In a Nutshell by Pelle Karlberg, also Rock Bottom by Lloyd Brevett and the Scottalites, and Struggle with Numbers by Headlights. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, you can leave comments on The Sounds of My Head webpage. Click on the permalink for whichever episode you want to leave comments for, and then there's a little thing to leave comments. It's a new thing I'm trying out. It seems to work pretty well, if less than ideal, but it seems to work. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks on March 3rd with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.